Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
At times I find myself amazed at the sheer arrogance of man. It came to light again this week when Dan Cathy, president of Chick-fil-A, stated that he believes in the biblical definition of marriage and went on to say that he also believes that Americans have a prideful, arrogant attitude about gay marriage that risks inviting God's judgment on our nation. In our day and age, when churches regularly compromise biblical truth for political expediency, it's refreshing to see someone with a backbone, a leader in the business community who puts truth over profit and God above man. And as refreshing as that is, it does not come without a price. When you stand for truth, especially where homosexuality is concerned, you can expect blowback, and it's getting worse. In response to Mr. Cathy's remarks, Rahm Emanuel, former chief of staff for President Obama and current mayor of Chicago, stated that he would block the construction of any more Chick-fil-A restaurants because, quote, Mr. Cathy's values are not Chicago's values. Sometimes people make profound statements and they don't even know it. Think about this for a second. Mr. Cathy is a man completely submitted to God, not only in his personal life, but in the way he runs his company, to the extent that his restaurants are closed on Sunday. He places his belief in God above profit. Some would see that as a virtue. His values are biblical values. In effect, his values are God's values. Now Rahm Emanuel comes along, a man who can barely talk without uttering four-letter expletives, a man who's known for cutthroat Chicago-style politics, and a man who's quickly turning Chicago into the murder capital of the United States, and he has the audacity to speak for all of Chicago and say, in effect, God's values are not our values. To which I would respond, no, Mr. Mayor, they're not, and thank goodness for that. God's thoughts are not our thoughts, his ways are not our ways, and I might add that his values are not our values. It's too bad that Mr. Emanuel and others in positions of authority see sin as a virtue. Mr. Cathy's right. God's heart is to bless, but his perfect nature will not allow him to bless a nation who pitches its tent on a mountain of sin. We're a nation spinning out of control. White has become black, right has become wrong, and the only thing that will save us is a revival, a true turning of our hearts back to God, not just as a few people, but corporately as a nation. It's happened before and it can happen again. As immersed as I am in politics, and as much as I admire the power of our financial system when it's run correctly, and as much as I stand in awe of the members of our armed services who are willing to give their lives for a greater good, I'm reminded of the fact that we're in trouble because it's our politicians rather than God that we've relied on for leadership, and it's our finances rather than God that we've relied on for provision, and it's our military rather than God that we've relied on for protection. It's true that God's values are not America's values at the moment, but in my opinion, they should be. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.